Hey, Storm, what's up, man?
How you doing?
Good. We got the local media here for you.
Okay.
So what's it going to be like playing with Blake again?
It's going to be amazing. You know what I mean? He's an amazing quarterback. You know, I know him. I've been with him for 3 years, and I'm just excited to actually be a part of him again.
Okay. What was your reaction when you got the phone call?
I was just blessed, man. I knew they was right down the street, 2 hours away from my old school. I knew they drafted my quarterback, Blake Bortles. I mean, it was just a great opportunity, man. I just felt blessed.
Have you talked to Blake after he was drafted, or did he call you after you were, or how did that work?
I called him after he was drafted. You know, we talked a bit. You know, I just told him, man, I'm proud of you. You know, you deserve everything you get right now, you know. And he called me after I was drafted, and he congratulated me and just was excited for the opportunity that we're together again.
Does being with Blake kind of make you feel a little bit more comfortable, you know, going into the new situation here, obviously?
Oh, of course. You know, me and Blake been through a lot, you know, for the last 2 years. I'm very close to Blake. You know, he was the quarterback, so I did everything with him from film work to, you know, extra catching or just getting our footwork right or just, you know, just evaluating opponents. So, I mean, I just feel very honored and blessed that Jacksonville wanted me to come and be a part of their organization.
Is your pass protection, I guess, the thing you probably think you need to work on most?
I think so. I mean, it's the technique, but I'm going to go in there with an open mind, you know, to work on everything, and pass protection is going to be big on my board, but I have no doubt I can get it done.
When did you know Jacksonville was interested in you, or did you?
I mean, I knew they was interested because, you know, they come to the practice. They're right down the road. So, I mean, they come to our practices, you know, our games. So, I mean, I figured they would be interested, but I was just blessed just to have this opportunity and blessed just to get that call from the general manager.
It must have been tough, though, waiting 7 rounds. What were you kind of thinking at the, you know, once the 7th round begins, are you thinking, you know what, I got a shot to, you know, pick where I can go if I don't get drafted, you know, sign a free agent contract? Were you looking at some teams there, or were you still kind of holding out hope?
I was just holding on hope. You know, it's not said until it's done. And God answered my prayers. I got a call, and they wanted to pick me. And I'm just, like I said, I'm blessed. I'm just blessed to be in this position.
What do you know about the running back room here with Gerhardt and Denard Robinson and Todman and those guys?
You know, I know a little bit, but, you know, I'm just ready to compete, you know, ready to play football, a game that I love, you know, a game that I've been playing since I was 6. So I'm just ready just to get into the groove. I'm ready just to get after and enjoy my teammates and, you know, make each other better every day.
Do you have any siblings? Do you have any siblings?
I have an older brother.
Did he play too?
He did, but I mean, he's 40, so he played a long time ago.
He did. I like it's a bad number there, Storm.
You have a brother who's 40?
Uh-oh. Yes, I have a brother that's 40.
That's it, okay. What about your dad? Did he play?
My dad played USFL, but that was a long time ago too. He's 61, so.
Okay. And you said you were playing, what, since you were 6?
6 years old, yes, sir.
Okay. You always a running back?
I've been playing running back all my life.
What do you think about a lot of talk of running backs are being devalued in today's NFL? They don't seem to be as important as they used to be. Is that frustrating for you, or how do you feel?
No, it's not at all, because, I mean, I look at the last few championship teams that won in the NFL, and they all had a great running game. So it is value. You know, there's not a lot of players that, you know, are that caliber players, but you still need a running game to win football games. And obviously you still need a running game to win a national Super Bowl. So it's still there. Just got to have the right one.
Do you think you can come in and eventually become a starter in the NFL?
That's my mentality. I'm going to come in and work extremely hard and make myself a better player and make my teammates around me better as well.
Okay. And Did they interview you at the combine?
Yes, they did.
Did you feel good about the rapport at the interview?
Yes, I did. I had a connection with everybody in the room. We talked great about football. You know, I got on the board, showed them what I can do, showed them how much I knew football. And I mean, I think I enjoyed my. I think it was like 15 or 20 minutes in the room.
Oh, so you what? Did they ask you to run through plays and stuff?
Yes, sir. They asked me to do my favorite run plays, my favorite blocking scheme, my favorite pass protection scheme that we did in college. Yeah, we did the whole nine fronts.
Okay. And have they been in touch much since the combine?
I talked a little bit about them. The running back coach came to my school and, you know, worked me out privately, so.
Oh, you got a private workout with the Jaguars?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Tell us your story, how you switched colleges and everything. What happened there?
It was the firing of Coach Shannon, and I just wanted to be closer to home. And my dad got a little sick, so I just decided just to be closer to home, so if anything happened, I can just go right up the road and go see him for anything. So, I mean, that was basically why I transferred.
Where are you from?
I'm from Atlanta.
From Atlanta?
Okay. Yes, sir.
What'd you say your dad got?
Huh?
You said your dad got something?
He got sick at the time. He got sick. Oh. Yes, sir.
Is he okay now?
Yes, he's feeling much better. I mean, he's up there in age, so, I mean, he just, you know, just I guess they're going through his old-timers. So I just wanted to be close if anything happened. I was in Miami, and I was, like, 12 hours away, and I didn't drive at the time either. So it would have been, like, impossible for somebody to come drive and get me to drive all the way back.
Uh-huh. Okay.
All right, Storm. Thanks for your time.
See you this week. See you next week.
Thank you so much.
All right, Storm.